Hello, this is Colette Boulanger with Ad Winkere Mundi. Hey everyone, it's Colette. This is gonna be pretty freeform. Just kind of like, I mean, I'm doing this by a voice because I feel like hearing my voice is important right now. Has a different. The way I speak is not transmitted well through text. So writing about it feels more mechanical and less true than me speaking it. Basically, I kind of want to talk about what's been happening in my life recently, and why I haven't posted a new episode in several months now, and kind of like where I want to take the show from here on out. Maybe some other things, I don't know. As I said, it's going to be pretty free form. I don't have a script. I'm just kind of like going to go by the seat of my pants here. So basically, like, TLDR, I took a job at a call center for Verizon, and it was hell. It was extremely claustrophobic, had no access to the outside world for up to 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. And in early October, in the week leading up to me quitting, I tried to, I mean, half-heartedly, admittedly, but I tried to die twice. And after that, I realized that this job was affecting me on a level that I couldn't really ignore. I had been ignoring it because I needed the money to survive. I needed it to pay rent, I needed it to eat food, I needed it to, you know, help out my roommates. And I kind of did, I mean, don't really regret doing this, but it feels kind of cowardly. In retrospect, I basically fled to Canada for 2 weeks and stayed with my girlfriend there and just tried to get away from this, like, hell space that I was in. And it kind of helped. Canada is really weird. That's a conversation for another day. Then I got back, and kind of impulsively, but also, like, I mean, I don't really know if it was impulsive. I decided to do my initial appointment for HRT, which I had patently refused to do for 2 years. And it was just getting to the point where, like, I can't really put it off anymore. Like, I know who I want to be, and I want to do the things to get myself to that point, and I can't do those things without first going through this process. So I've been on HRT for, 5 weeks now, 5, 6 weeks. It's going okay, I guess. Can't really notice anything off the bat because, you know, it's only been 6 weeks and it's a really, really slow process. November was a really, really bad month. Because of the bank and because of, well, the bank. And the pharmacy fucking me over. We had to pay rent pretty late last month, which then set me back in trying to raise money for rent this month. And thanks to some really like crucial last ditch fundraising from some very special people, I was able to meet my goal. Now comes the challenge of getting money for next month, which I'm not looking forward to, but so it goes. Yeah, so that's kind of been my life. Trying to find work is hell, 'cause no one's really wanting to hire me. Not even places that say they're urgently hiring. Like, nobody. I haven't even gotten called back for interview from anyone. Which is really demoralizing. Spending Christmas and New Year's with my girlfriends, which should be really, really nice. I just gotta keep looking up, I guess. It's all I really can do, is just look to the future, 'cause dwelling on the past is not really helpful for me. So I guess that brings us to the topic of the show. Of the show in general, not today's episode, or whatever we're calling it right now. Initially, I wanted to do a series on. I wanted to do. Like, when I started this, I wanted to do a podcast on classics, because that's like my major focus of study. Since then, I am not entirely sure whether I want to continue going into classics as my major, partly because the only real career path for me there is academia, and that is not a place I want to spend my life. So I'm kind of like deciding whether I want to continue going to classics or whether I want to take a break from college for a few years and save up and go back for music performance. Just start college all over again and go into music performance and like try to get into professional orchestras, 'cause really like that's my dream. Like that's really my goal in life. That's what I really want to do, is perform music, because it's like not just one of the few things that I'm actually talented and good at, but also because it's one of the few things that makes me feel good doing it. So I'm not entirely sure about my future in classics. So I'm kind of reevaluating the direction I want to take the podcast. Initially, the format I was going with was topics broken down into historical arcs, so like ancient Hellas, or what we would now call Greece, would be an arc, and within that arc I had like 9 episodes planned, based on like chronologically events that happened in ancient Hellas. When I realized that there's actually topics that I would want to do in between episodes. Like I really want to do something on ancient Palestine, which is what I'm planning to do next. Yaakov and my lives have been pretty crazy recently, so we've both slacked off on research in that area, but we're hoping to do that. I also really want to do a series on the history of early Christianity. Maybe with someone else, maybe not. I don't know yet. I would prefer to do it with someone else. But we'll see. So like, I may be thinking about making this also a podcast on the history of religion, or at least religious institutions. Because you can't really talk about the forces of, like, you can't really talk about, like, the dialectical relationship between the base and superstructure in the classical, antique, well, medieval times, whatever, without talking about the institutions of religion. And that's just kind of that on that. So, this is, I mean, like, I'm also just considering making this, like, a full-on, just pre-capitalist times history podcast. Because the endpoint for classics is really arbitrary and not concrete at all. For some, it ends with the fall of Western Rome in the 400s AD. And for some, it ends with the Crusades, which could be anywhere from 800 to 1000 AD. So that endpoint is really like fluid, and that kind of makes me want to just scrap the idea of strictly sticking to classical history topics and extend it to more pre-capitalist history. Also, because classic specifically is referencing the ancient Mediterranean cultures, when the effects of that time period and that location had worldwide implications. So, I'm considering broadening the subject matter of the podcast to encompass all history from before about, from like before the 18th century. From all over the world, and also including religious and theological history. Because you can't really talk about history at that time without also talking about that, as I just said. I have a tendency to repeat myself. It's okay. And I also like, I would like a co-host. But I understand if that's not really a possibility. It's just really hard to do this by myself. It's really hard for me to self-motivate to do much of anything because when you have, major depressive disorder, when you have a depersonalization disorder that constantly just kind of has you in a dissociative state every single day, it's hard to motivate yourself to do much of anything. On top of like not being able to find work, on top of always having to beg for rent and food. Like, life is pretty demoralizing for me right now. And it's really hard for me to like stay on top of these pet projects that I always seem to start when I'm like on some sort of caffeine high or whatever. Guess the final thing I wanted to talk about was, I guess it was about religion. Because I didn't really talk about it in the first episode because it wasn't really relevant. But it's gonna be relevant, especially in the ancient Palestine arc. So, a lot of this is gonna be like my personal views on the matter, and it's just gonna be like I'm informing y'all of, this is the perspective I'm going to be coming to this show with. So I am a Gnostic Christian, I am, which means that I don't follow Orthodox Christianity. So when I say Orthodox Christianity, I mean like little O Orthodox, not like Eastern Orthodox. When I say Orthodox Christianity, I mean like Christendom as we currently understand it. Like you have the Eastern Orthodox Church and the Roman Catholic Church and Protestantism. Like those three, with a couple of smaller churches, like together form Orthodox Christianity. They all follow The protocol set down at the Councils of Nicaea in the 3rd-4th centuries AD. They all come from that tradition, and I have a lot of thoughts about that, but that's for another episode. Gnostic Christianity is much more holistic in its sources. Orthodox Christianity is very dogmatic in that, with Judaism and Islam, the other two Abrahamic traditions, there's a wide range of books outside of the canonical book that are still considered canon, and they all inform study of the main religious text. So in Islam you have the Hadith, in Judaism you have a plethora of texts, the most prominent of which is the Talmud. Christianity doesn't have that. Christianity, Orthodox Christianity, has the Bible, and that's it. Some Protestant sects or whatever might have like some texts that they consider important, but not like canonical. Like hell, like when I was going through, I didn't do confirmation through the Lutheran Church. I was just there for a few years. Like we would celebrate Reformation Day, and we would like talk about like the 95 Theses, but like we wouldn't actually like read them. Well, we would, but like they weren't considered like canonically important. They were just there for like historical purpose. Which is kind of interesting. Like when I was baptized and raised Methodist, and like reading Wesley wasn't considered like, I mean, like Wesley wasn't canonical. Like the Bible is really the only canonical Christian text universally. Which means that Christianity is, Orthodox Christianity is very dogmatic. It's very cemented in what is okay and what is not okay. And the history of Christianity through Christian institutions is a history of either you subscribe to the book or you are a heretic. And if you are a heretic, you must die. And that is the way that the institution of Christianity has been since Nicaea. Nothing has really changed in that department. So I have, I mean, like Gnostic Christians were murdered by the early cap by the proto Catholic Church, early Catholic Church, other Christian churches at the time, even other major Orthodox churches that didn't subscribe to Nicaea were deemed heretical and considered enemies. So like I don't have a lot of fondness for the institution of Christianity, at least the institution of Orthodox Christianity. And my personal faith is way more informed by a holistic approach, which Gnosticism is much more friendly to. A lot more borrowing from Jewish tradition, even some from Islam, although that came much later. And just way more, as a, like again, like holistic in like what it considers, what spirituality and faith mean, which I find much more appealing to my sense of spirituality. I am stridently anti-theist. I am stridently anti-state atheism. I'm not, I wouldn't call myself anti-atheist, but I have a lot of problems with atheism as an ism. There isn't, I don't have any issue with people who don't believe in a god. Or a deity or whatever, like That's perfectly fine, and like, again, no issues there. It's more like the history of atheism as an ism that I have a problem with. And that will also probably be discussed in a future episode. So, when I talk about religious issues or religious history on this podcast, that's the mindset I'm going to be coming with. Like, religious institutions are oppressive. Religions in and of itself is not inherently oppressive. It can be, but it can also be a tool for liberation, if used, properly. And which also means I'm not gonna have any tolerance for like new atheist or anti-theist or state atheist bullshit. So just know that, I guess, for the future, especially in the episodes that are going to be coming out soonest to now. I don't know when we're even going to begin recording. Probably not for a while. But that's just kind of the state of things. Is there anything else I really wanted to talk about? Not really. Y'all have been great. Really supportive. I appreciate your people a lot. And just kind of like stick with me through all this, please. Like, I'm not quitting the podcast. If I was, I would tell you. I'm just like trying to figure out what direction I want to take things now. Because things have changed, and so it goes. So that's life. So I guess I'm gonna sign off now. It is 18 past 9 on the 9th of December, where I am right now, and where I am when I'm recording right now. And I'm signing off. I love you all very much.